What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
It's time to talk to Ross Clifford this morning, and good morning to you.
Good morning, Rodney.
Great to be chatting to you on the other side of the country. What's the weather like there in New South Wales today?
A bit overcast, but it has been good over the last couple of days, and I've been doing a little bit of swimming and the like. Pretty pleasant, bit overcast.
Oh, very good. Okay, now an interesting topic today, and that is the topic of auras, and I suppose we need to start with working out exactly what auras are.
Yeah, look, psychics and others will tell you that the aura is an energy shadow that surrounds all life forces. And it's an energy shadow, and they believe they can capture this energy shadow by what they call Curlian photography. You might have seen it in supermarkets or fairs or elsewhere. And Curlian photography is a high-voltage, high-frequency electronic photographic technique that takes this aura, this energy shadow that's around your body. Often they take it around your hand as well. And this energy shadow is often seen to be coloured. And by looking at the colours of the energy shadow, they believe that they can say something about your emotional and spiritual well-being. It's a very popular form of guidance for many people today, Rodney.
Interesting one. And, of course, there are those people who say that they can actually see those auras. So people will say that they can actually see those colours around people.
Yeah, and look, there might be some basis for that. Is that, you know, when you think about the halo phenomena, and you see that halos have been part of religious art for centuries upon centuries, then many people say that perhaps the halo is, the aura, the energy shadow that was seen around particularly enlightened people or just people at any particular stage. And some people have even raised the question, Rodney, whether the ghost phenomena is actually a kind of energy presence that remains after a body has departed, and after a person has departed. And people are saying that with respect to energy shadows, and saying could that explain the ghost phenomena, and even some who are saying it about halo are not necessarily saying it from a spiritual perspective. They're not necessarily Christian or New Age. They're asking that question from a more scientific perspective.
It's an interesting one, this whole idea of energy shadows and auras. When did this first begin? Is there any history as to when people first started talking about this sort of concept?
Yeah, look, I mean, even way back in the Middle Ages with the whole sense of halo, there was some discussion whether this was an energy pattern, particularly for people from a more Eastern religious tradition. And I think you see that what people are saying, even from way back then, if it is energy, then that shows that this energy is part of your universal energy, that you really are locked into universal energy and all is energy. And the bottom line for everything is energy, and material substance is really just an illusion or just there temporally. We're all energy. So, I mean, way back in the history of religious tradition, there's a sense that people felt that they could see auras and their significance and the like. But certainly it's become very prominent in recent days in the Western world in a new spirituality where people see the colours having therapeutic benefit. And we've got to remember, Rodney, as we often say, new spirituality is ultimately about being therapeutic. What brings healing to me? What lets me understand who I am and what allows me to be diagnosed with respect to my well-being? So it's part of that therapeutic process.
It's interesting you're talking there about this central energy, that we're all a part of this energy. And I guess that's one of the things that comes through again and again with different New Age spiritualities, is this thought that we're all part of this combined energy, the energy of the universe. But the Christian scriptures tell it quite differently.
Oh, absolutely. And the Christian scriptures don't deny that there's a universal presence of God, and the Holy Spirit is with us and indwells us when we know the Lord Jesus, and the Spirit of God moves upon the earth. But there is a real sense in the scriptures that God, the Creator, is separate from us and separate from the universe, and God the Creator is not just this universal impersonal energy. That God the Creator is a personal being, and God the Creator holds everything together through his personal interaction in creation and nature, etc. But God is just not this universal energy that we're all part of. God is separate from us. There's no time God wasn't. If there is any energy, he created it. It is separate from him, but he is universally present. Yeah, very different distinction, emphasis. Our emphasis is not getting in touch with universal energy in order that we find our oneness. Our emphasis is getting in touch with the universal, personal, loving God as against impersonal, you know, cosmic energy.
Rodney Olsen chatting to Ross Clifford today. We're looking at the topic of auras, those energy shadows that you've just been explaining, Ross. And we're saying that some of the discussion about auras is somewhat at odds with the Christian belief of, I guess, rather than just a one great energy force, of a creator God who has created energy.
Yeah, that's right, Rodney, and the connection is with that God rather than this impersonal energy that we're seen to be part of, and that's a big difference. I also think for therapeutic well-being, I mean, to get your guidance from the colour schemes that may or may not be around about you and get your comfort there, rather than getting your comfort from a God who loves you so much and comforts you as you read the Bible, like you read Psalms or whatever, get great comfort and comforts you from his presence and his Holy Spirit within. And I mean, that is just so comforting and comforts you through relationships and whatever. I mean, that's a much stronger comfort than relying on someone trying to interpret colour schemes around about you. So not wanting to belittle, but I just don't think this is reliable enough. And I can actually tell you a brief little story, Rodney, about, if you would like, about how someone who was reading my aura got an awful shock when they read it.
Yeah, okay, what happened?
Well, you know, we were down in a Mind, Body, Spirit festival where we have stalls and sharing with our New Age friends and talking about Jesus and interviewing and talking to people. We're going through the stall, and there was an aura, Curly in Photography, a little booth around the corner. So I went around there, and I had my photograph taken, and then they went to interpret it. And the woman who was interpreting my photograph, she didn't know who I was, she said, oh, you're very enlightened, because I had a white patch over both ears. White's the sign of knowledge, she said, and it's over both ears, so that means you receive knowledge and you pass it on. There's little orange patches on top of the white. She said, that's a sign of compassion, so the knowledge you receive and pass on, you do with great compassion. And going straight down the middle between the two white patches over my ears is a purple funnel. And she said, the purple is the highest colour, so the knowledge you are receiving and passing on with great compassion comes from the highest possible force. She said, my Jove, you are empowered, and you're handing this information on with great love and great compassion, and it's the highest form of information out there. Then she saw my little exhibitor's badge, and she said, oh, by the way, what do you do? What's your stall down here? And I said, I'm just around the corner telling everybody about the Lord Jesus. Well, mate, you nearly collapsed. She nearly collapsed, because she had identified what I was doing as of being the highest form and the highest message from the highest realm, shared with great wisdom and love. And I just said to her, well, that must mean that Jesus is the way, because that's what my photo declares. Of course, she wanted to backtrack, so, you know, even she then got caught out by that. And we also need to remember, Rodney, scientifically, there's no doubt that there are chemical reactions to the skin, and there quite possibly is an aura around about us, which are reactions to the skin or heat and water reacting, and that could well explain the phenomena. And it is quite possible that that sort of presence does remain at times after somebody dies. All of those can be explained. I don't want to reduce everything to the natural, but, you know, they can be natural explanations. I think the supernatural strength is in the person of Jesus and the strength in the Bible and prayer, rather than relying on somebody to interpret your colours. Message to the church, though, Rodney, people are going and having their auras read, because at least in their search for meaning, they feel people are listening to them. And it's just brilliant that you have that care phone line where people can actually ring, where there are people who listen and can really help them the way that they can really find a difference in their lives.
So I guess the message really for us is there are people that are seeking someone to listen, there are people that are seeking healing, and rather than going to an impersonal life force, we need to be directing them to the one who created life.
Yeah, and rather relying on a medium who's going to read your colours, rely on the God who can touch your life with his Holy Spirit and bring forgiveness and hope and transformation and gives you a great Bible that just pick you up and encourage you day by day. Yet we all know brokenness. That's a much safer and profound way of finding healing and forgiveness.
Be interested to know where we're going to head next week.
Mate, there's a lot of fascinating discussion around at the moment about saints. Do we believe in saints? And, I think they're asking today, isn't Chisholm should become a saint?
Yeah, that's what they're talking about in the news at the moment.
Yeah, great Australian. Of course, Mary MacKillop, there's discussions about that, about her, whether the second miracle has occurred. What do we feel about saints? I mean, do saints, should we have saints? Should we, the church, look to saints? And what's the role of saints? And are we all saints, or only part of us? Only some of us are saints. So let's look at saints next week.
Okay, sounds like a good topic. I look forward to catching up with you this time next week.
Blessings, my friend.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.